So I had no idea. So I just thought we were going to like some whatever party. Had no idea we're going to fucking Elvis's
Just find something that you like and fucking go for it and put all your energy into it. If you really do that, then you're gonna fucking figure it out.
You wanna find a problem that all of us have, and you wanna find a way to solve that problem.
2 hours and less than $200, you're fucking in business running off of
Boom.
your fucking phone.
Everybody wants to be a boss. Cool, it's okay to not be a boss.
Exactly.
It's okay to be
Exactly.
Robin, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to
Exactly.
be fucking Batman, you
Exactly.
know? Like, sometimes Robin will say Batman, you know what I mean?
Don't get it twisted though, we're definitely gonna be smoking weed.
Yeah. Welcome back. We're fucking back.
We're alive.
We are alive. You might have thought we were dead. We're fucking
Back from the
alive.
grave, baby.
It's been a few months. As you can see, we are in a different location. You thought we were bullshitting.
New studio, who dis?
After all that time of us saying, "We've got big things in the works, and we're gonna do this, and we're gonna do that," and then we just fall off the
And
face of
then
the
nobody
earth
ever
for
sees
two
us again.
months. Yeah,
Yeah.
so we're back.
We
We
made it.
appreciate all you guys that are shooting us DMs and comments like, "Yo, are you guys good? Are you guys alive?" Yeah, we're fucking here. We're in the new space. We're in the new high-rise TV headquarters.
Long Beach, California, baby. Almost settled in. We're about settled
We
in.
looked at Whittier and Santa Fe Springs and we said, "See ya."
Later.
We're hitting that 562. We're in Long Beach. We're close to Bixby Knowles, down the street from downtown Long Beach, couple miles from my crib. We're in the new high-rise TV house. Aaron and Mac moved into this sick little 3-bedroom, 2-living-room, big backyard with the 2-car garage. We got our inventory here. We got studio space here. We got fucking
Got fireplaces and fucking living rooms
granite
and
countertops and
backyards
fucking
and
fish tanks
studios
and fucking lion cages.
We got it all, baby.
Shamu world. So yeah, we're excited to
Finally be back in action. So the last few months have just been absolutely fucking insane. From pretty much moving from our warehouse, trying to find a new location. We found this fucking sick ass house, and then we had to move all this stuff into here. In between that, I took the first vacation that I've taken in a long ass time. Got super sick for like 2 weeks. You got sick.
Yeah, everybody's gotten hit with the flu. I bet everybody out there's been hit with the flu if you haven't.
It's just been like boom, 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 one thing after another. So like all that on top of us moving into here, getting everything set up, getting the new furniture and the equipment and the lights and the cameras and the decorations. And it's been a crazy few months, but I feel like we're finally starting to settle in and the wheels are starting to turn and we're finally back on track. So everything's good and we're excited to be back on the old YouTube podcast, iTunes,
Wherever you
Spotify,
guys are
wherever you're
tuning in
listening.
from. Yeah, so we actually have a lot of shit to talk about. Maybe
Yeah.
not so much business, a little bit of business, but just life shit. We got Aaron out of captivity. We did
Bouncing around everywhere now.
like Hollywood Hills dinners in 1 week. Then we bounced out to fucking New York, or to New York. Then we bounced out to
We went to
Vegas.
Paris, London,
We
then we
went
went to
Paris and
France,
then
Japan.
Rome. We did a live podcast in the Eiffel Towers.
But yeah, let's talk about. So yeah, we started off like as soon as we moved into the house. It was just a big ass empty house, and we were like, yo, we got all these fucking invitations to all these events. Like, that's our goal for this year, to network with more people, to go to more events, to do more stuff. So we're like, say yes. We're gonna say yes to everything that fun comes our way. So literally, we just went ham for like 2 weeks, and it all started off with our good friend J Rolls. So J Rolls is a new friend of ours,
Chef Jay.
Chef J, might I add. So Chef Jay has a few restaurants, and his whole thing is cannabis-infused dining. So he called up your old boys here,
Put
and
out the bat
invited us to
signal.
the to his Valentine's Day extravaganza. So basically, got invited to this party, have no idea what to expect. We're like, fuck it, let's go check it out. So Derek's driving, get to Beverly Hills, start going up the hill. We're just winding up into these multi-million dollar crazy PDD fucking mansion houses. And we're just like, what are we doing? Like, where are we? Pull up, We have no idea where we're going, who we're meeting. Like, we know one person there, Chef Jay.
And keep in mind, we met Chef Jay for like 5 minutes at briefly, Green Street event. Yeah, we
briefly met him.
He just hooked us up with like a few pre-rolls. If you guys watch, follow any of our shit, we've been posting the shit out of these Keith-covered pre-rolls. So that's about it. That's like our introduction to Chef Jay.
Yeah.
We get the email. We cruise to Beverly Hills. Are we in the right place? I don't know. Like,
where are we? Like,
we walk in. We get greeted in this gorgeous like house.
Crazy house, yeah.
By this...
What'd you call her?
Dime piece? I would say she was a 60-year-old smoke show. A puma?
Appropriate word for that?
Yeah. She looked like...
She took a aged Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah, she was insane.
Or something from like France.
Like straight, she was Eastern European. She was insane. She made Melania Trump look like the bottom of my shoe.
Yeah,
you know, like
she was retarded, ridiculous. Like,
who is this lady?
So fire. And so, then she's like, "Come on in. I'm gonna suck you guys off and make you some dinner."
And Gerald's wasn't even there, and that was the whole thing. And he fucking left. It was insane. Happy Valentine's
End
Day.
End of the story. No, but so we greeted by her. She leads us in, going to this crazy house, and our boy in the kitchen, just cooking that crack. He's just, wap wap wap. I got fucking I got filet mignon from fucking France in 1317. I got fucking lobster from Maine.
Yeah,
I got
we had lobster
oysters
disc.
Flown in from fucking Calabasas. Like,
yeah, it's Calabasas wherever, oysters, the finest of oysters.
This
yeah,
dude just like
it was nuts. We get there, he's got his little sous chef Dabin Danny, who's the shit. I would love to start a show with Dabin Danny. He had like his little ladies helping out. He's in the kitchen. He grabs us. He pours us up some rosé.
Oh, yeah,
and then he sprinkles
rosé,
in this
CBD
like
crystal.
CBD isolate. This just looks like crack.
Yeah.
But he just shaves that shit in there. Me and Aaron start fucking sipping on that. I can't drink. I turn about as red as this. And we start sipping on that. All of a sudden, he starts breaking open all these J-rolls. Keep in mind the J-rolls have flour, keef on the outside, and wax in them. So he just keeps fucking firing
so
these
J-rolls. Before my
up.
First drink was even done, I was faded.
Yeah, we were fucked. And he's like explaining all this shit. It was epic. I've always like, this fool just got into it, but the last like 5 years I've been balls deep in Anthony Bourdain, like No Reservations, The Layover, Parts Unknown, like all those fucking shows, Chef's Tour, whatever it's called. I always like wanted, I always love food. Like Jen and I love food, but you want that like chef homie, you know, that like you can go to the like taqueria with, and he's like, yo, you gotta get the lengua here. The lengua, it's so good. Like, the like, other no, place, no, 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 go there for the barbacoa. But if you want that fucking tongue, get that lengua here. And then he tells you how it's made, and his fucking uncle's the one that, like, cuts the fucking pig's tongue out, and they roast it for 120 hours. Yeah. And, like, the story just sells it. So, Chef Jay is our...
Jeff.
Jeff. We're just gonna call him Jeff, because we don't even really know his fucking name. So, Jeff is... He's our new Anthony Bourdain. Like, he took, you know, he had us over to the party. He's cooking all this shit. He's showing us the fucking tangy concentrates that he infused in the tangy sorbet that came out in the middle of the meals. The palate cleanser where he had a heavy hitter's tangy pen next to
it. So, yeah, so the dinner literally, so whatever, we're in the kitchen. He's whipping up all this shit. We get to see everything, how it's made. He's giving us the whole lowdown. Boom. Then it's like dinner time. All right, let's fucking go. We go into this little dining room with the tables already, like, whatever place put together. And so you sit down. There's three pre-roll joints waiting for you next to your plate with a fucking wax pen from Heavy Hitters. So basically, like, it's a five-course meal. You eat the first appetizer, whatever. Boom. Then you take out the sativa. You take two rips. Put it away. Then you get the next meal. Eat it, boom. Then you get the indica, take two ribs. So like the whole time you're eating this infused dinner, you're smoking wax pens and fucking infused oil joints
yeah,
and shit on top of it. So like, and they're bringing us out wine like every fucking 15 minutes
and it's,
or whatever.
It's like fine dining. He's bringing you like fucking, he's bringing like bruschetta with like infused jam on it, and then it's he's got
lobster bisque
with the infused cream, and then he's got the fucking Kobe beef that has some sort of like infused olive oil, and then there was like a salted caramel brownie that was infused
at
the end, which was dope because it was like you're high as fuck and you need a little bit of sugar, so that helps you bring back, but then it also like puts you over the fucking top at the same exact time. But so we did that. The view is insane. It's just like up in the hills. By dessert though, it was just pretty silent, like super awkward. Met some interesting characters.
Everybody is just wearing bow ties and fucking suits and canes and monocles.
And like apparently we're hanging out with like the brand manager of Rolls Royce and Mercedes Benz. And he's like 25.
What's his name?
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper.
This gentleman who looked exactly like Bradley Cooper. At the end, we went around and they're like, tell everybody what you do. And he's like, I'm a consultant. I have a lot of big car companies. You know, basically, you know, I work with...
It's just like all these people. At first, it's just like, oh, I make YouTube videos. And then this other guy, oh, like, I have an online magazine. The other guy, oh, like, I do some content. Then this guy, I'm the brand manager for Rolls Royce.
Excuse me,
drops
sir?
Drops mic, just out. Like,
just silence. Everybody's like, well, this is awkward.
Like, just had to flex on everyone.
There's like 12
so
people
hard.
At the dinner, and this dude's just like, I don't work in weeds, but, you know, I'm the brand manager of Mercedes and Rolls Royce. We're like, everybody's
real
like,
quick.
Okay, I guess you are. Next.
Oh my god, that was...
So that was interesting. So that was party number one.
So that was, yeah, first night.
Oh, next morning we wake up.
Next morning,
still
we,
high.
Yeah.
And we have a meeting with Food Beast,
mm-hmm.
which was sick as fuck. Got down there, downtown Santa Ana, right where we started off by the collective.
Super dope little office. It's like a 3-story fucking custom office. It's like pretty fucking sick.
It used to be an alleyway between two buildings, and it was an architecture firm that like had the space before, and they just turned it into a fucking building when it's supposed to be outside.
Yeah,
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. Like, what? But yeah, if you're not familiar with Food Beast, they're one of the biggest food blogs in the world. They have millions of followers on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram, and they just do cool food shit. So we went and chopped it up with them. For sure we'll be doing something with them eventually down the line, whether it's a collab on our channel or their channel, maybe even the podcast or something. That was sick. And then what did we do right after that?
And then the next night, we have a party.
We're back
in
the Hollywood
Hills,
where we get dropped off in the wrong neighborhood by our Uber driver.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, Uber driver just nowhere, not even close,
dumps
dude.
Us in the top of Hollywood Hills.
It was like 4 miles away from the actual location, and he just drops us off.
We don't even know. We're just chilling, watching UFC up front.
Yeah, we're like streaming the fights off the phone for like fucking 10 minutes in the
like,
cold.
Like, oh, we're 15 minutes early. Let's sit down and watch this real quick.
Like, I don't hear any music.
We're like about to walk into this random fucking dude's like $4 million house, and then we're like, oh, wait, we're not at the right place.
So we get a second Uber. It takes us to this other crazy location. Another beautiful house that has like a pool in
I think
the
that
front
house
yard.
Sick.
Dude. Well, we didn't even get to see. All we got to see was like
yeah,
the
we didn't
living
see
room
the
and the patio.
Just the entrance was like insane.
Yeah,
that like crazy down. Driveway with the pool and the fucking steps, like.
So this party was for a company called High Occasions, and they do like
subscription box.
It's like a subscription box, and then they also do like catering and, like the cakes. Like they do, similar to probably like Edible Arrangements, but like infuse like cakes that are like shaped like weed that are also infused, but like really cool packaging.
Yeah, they're. What's it called? Their presentation was like pretty on point. You tell like they know what they're doing for the most part with like the marketing end of things. Mm-hmm. Like their shit was super clean. But yeah, that place was fucking also insane. Ran into our boy Big Baby Davis from the Celtics.
Almost would have been like the bucket list getting to smoke weed with Big Baby Davis, Glenn Davis, if you guys are basketball fans.
What else? There's just like weed everywhere, blunt wraps all over the place.
Yeah, it was cool.
We just like smoked blunts and got more infused.
Probably
food.
Would you say it was the steeziest group of people you've ever been around in your life?
You could definitely say we're in Hollywood.
Like
everybody's just like such a character.
So eccentric, but let's just say it was like a very urban crowd.
Yeah,
and
you
like
can say that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the fucking first person to say this. When you're black, you could wear whatever the fuck you want, and you can look
like so
good.
Swaggy.
Like, what do you want to do? You want to wear this fucking poster? You're going to look steezy. You're going to fucking pull it off.
Yeah.
everybody was just from like straight crazy swag outfits to like dapper outfits to fucking super eccentric crazy shit. Everybody was so fucking steez. Like,
there's some characters.
For it was dope, and then because everybody was like dressed up, and everybody looked so good from like all kind, like whatever style they were.
Yeah,
everybody looked good as fuck. Yeah. And then like, of course, me and this dude wearing.
Then there's us.
What do you think we're wearing? Probably and exactly what we're wearing.
How the fuck
right
do
here.
These guys get to this party?
So we're hanging out there, hang out for a little bit, and we're like, let's get an Uber home.
Yeah, we're like, whatever, a couple hours is cool. And then we're like, maybe we should go to Vegas on Sunday.
Oh my God. Like, hey, how about 36 hours from now
let's
we go
check
to
out
Champs.
This trade show and meet up with these Beta Glass. And
yeah, so
whatever.
Beta Glass DMs us. Like, yo, you're going to be in Champs? And we're like, nah, what's good? They're like, we're having a party. And I'm like, we could be out there. And he's like, cool, we'll put you on the list. Do you have passes to Champs? And I'm like, nope. And he's like, cool, we'll put you on the list. And we're like, my dude.
And then we get to Champs, and we're like, yeah, we're here to check in. We're a media company. Oh, well, we have a magazine company that's already here, and you need to, what'd he say?
You need to have your own permission.
Booth, and blah, blah, blah. And
or like, he was going to give us a booth for free. Like,
just
he was
like
yelling at us.
Back in, like, 1968. Like,
yeah.
It was pretty funny, but the trade show was fucking sick. It was way better than I was expecting, because... For what, if you don't know, Champs Trade Show, it's like the biggest, like, business to business, like, what's the word? 420 products, just like, it's like for, it's for dispensaries to go shopping. So that, there, put it that way.
Well,
so if
not,
you're a dispensary, you're going there to find new products and.
So that's not considered a consumption event. Like, a consumption event is like a cannabis cup of chai.
Right.
A
that was like a B2B event.
Yeah.
So,
so
that's
this
like
is...
trying to connect stores with buyers and whatever, or products with buyers. But yeah, so I went to this like 3 years ago, and it was super, like, not tight. Like, it sucked. It was just like small. It was a bunch of just like small Indian, like, rundown smoke shop looking type of like gas station smoke shop shit. Mm-hmm. Like, and then this year,
say it with me now, bodega.
Bodegas. Bodega. But dude, this year it was fucking lit. There's like every vape company, every fucking glass company, a lot of the new like up and coming products, and we like it was over. It was like we couldn't even fucking. We didn't have time.
We almost didn't find.
We're
beta
so underprepared.
Glass.
Like
we looked for beta. We didn't even close at 6.
I thought we were gonna walk around in like 2 hours and be out, and like we could have been there all day, just fucking kissing so many babies.
Yeah, it was
shaking
cool.
So many hands.
It was. We got to just chop it up with like a lot of cool fucking vendors and see a lot of cool new products or shit we didn't know exist. Like what was really crazy is like a third of it is like CBD and kratom.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing that I noticed that's popping up a lot is like a lot of those like edible nugs, like the cocoa nugs. Mm-hmm. But there's like a lot of companies like
dude,
doing
there's like
that
three
ripoff
ones. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have been seeing that all
but they're time. Like different styles. Like they look like, I mean, the cocoa nugs look like nugs, but the other ones look like almost like moon rocks, you know?
Yeah.
They tasted so good. I ate a lot of CBD that day.
Yeah, I had a bunch of the little gummies or whatever and some water. But yeah, that was sick. And then, so that night, the Beta Glass Labs, they're like, yeah, come to our party. We have the Heartland Mansion.
Technical difficulties. We're taking it back to Champs, and we got to go to the Heart. Lynn House.
Where were we? Yeah.
Hartley
oh, yeah.
House?
On our way
Hartford
to
House?
Elvis's house.
Oh, Elvis? And who else?
So, I had no idea. So, I just thought we were going to, like, some whatever party. Had no idea we're going to fucking Elvis's house. So, supposedly, Elvis used to live there with, like, Liberace and Michael Jackson and, like, all these crazy dudes lived there.
It's like a 39
like,
bedroom
there's
house.
There's a goddamn Olympic
shit.
Swimming pool in the fucking living room. Like, just say that. Fucking staircase, like I feel like I was in Scarface with the fucking double spiral staircase with the fucking piano, and like it was pretty impressive, I must say. It was like one of the coolest like things I've seen like in a while.
I was pretty stoked. Really juiced out of like,
I was, like so
nowhere.
Juiced, yeah.
Out of nowhere, you were just like,
I was just a little kid. I was just like, can I take a picture there? Can I go over here? Can I do this?
As soon as we went on the tour, you were in a candy store.
Yeah.
You were so fucking stoked. Aaron would shut up. At this point, you were getting turnt. You were like hella drinks.
Yeah.
So, rewind. In between, we're leaving Champs. We had a great show. We talked to a lot of cool people. We're walking out, and Aaron gets an email from YouTube saying, you just got your second strike, so one more strike and your fucking Gmail account is shut down. But that's like not just your YouTube account, your Gmail account. So Aaron would have lost
my email account that I've been using for 5 years.
Everything from all of the production emails to all high-rise shit to 15 Shopify stores linked to that to all this shit. So we rushed back to the hotel, plugged away for like 3-4 hours. Just he was like appealing the strikes, trying to back up all of the shit on all these accounts and changing all this shit on all of his other accounts, changing his email. So by the time we got to Liberace's house, Aaron was like, we had a few drinks, or Aaron had a few drinks. Yeah, and by the time, towards the end of it, when we're about to leave, we took a light private tour of the residence. And that's what you got, juiced.
Because, like, literally, we're about to leave, and I just see this, like, dope room with, like, glass doors and, like, two dudes standing, like, guarding it. And it just says, no food or drink, like, 17 times all over the fucking thing.
But don't say no entry.
I'm like, what's in there? And then, so, of course, first thing, I'm like, yo, can I go in there? And they, like, look at me, and I'm just expecting them to just say, like, go fuck yourself or whatever. And then they're like, I don't know, man, you got to ask the blah, blah, blah. No idea who this dude is. I just walk up to his table. I'm like, yo, can I go in there? And he's like, you know what? Yeah, let me get you the full tour. And that dude is super cool. And he like told the fucking security dudes to give us like the grand tour or whatever.
And then they got stoked all
and, like, of a sudden. I thought it was just a room. I didn't even know that it was like this crazy fucking mansion, like gnarly
hallways with like a bathroom with like.
So we're just walking like gold fucking platinum records from fucking Elvis in his room and like. Crazy bathrooms and hallways and
with like
then you get to the
sofas
living.
Next to literally like
just crazy.
You're like on the toilet and if you move your left leg like 6 inches to the left, there's like a sofa
like a built, velvet like,
yeah next to the toilet. So like I don't know, Elvis was getting some Blumpkins.
Yeah, for sure he was.
Some crazy shit.
Yeah.
But it was wild. Aaron ran up to the top of the staircase and took a Scarface photo.
Yeah.
And then from there we somehow fuck up three lift rides for three people.
So all of a sudden you give me the phone when I'm like trying to just coordinate everything all wasted.
It was like taking that tour increased your like alcohol blood content because you just got juiced.
I was like, what, we're at Elvis's house? Where's the bar?
And we're walking out and as we're walking out this driveway, we see a Lyft drive up and we're like, I'm like, oh shit, is that our Lyft? And you're like, yeah. So naturally, we're walking out, this Lyft pulls up right in front of us.
Any better timing. We're like,
this must be our Lyft.
Yeah.
Fucking perfect. We get in, we start driving down the street. This dude keeps asking us shit, but we're just like so juiced on Elvis that we don't. We're like, yeah, whatever, dude.
Yeah.
We get down the street, we find out we're in the wrong whip. We go back to Elvis's house. His ride canceled on him. Our ride canceled on us.
Then we called another Uber.
Then we called another one.
And then it took forever. Then that dude came back. So we're like, yo, we'll just give you cash. Let's do this.
Yes, we just
and then the other one canceled on us. So we literally just fucked up like 14 people's Uber rides in a row, which is pretty hilarious.
You're just paying like stacks of
and we finally get back.
Cancellation fees.
I know. And I just woke up and just like, well, sorry, Elvis. But yeah, that was pretty epic, I must say.
We get back to the hotel around like 2. We
my boy over here's never thrown down at the old craps table.
Yeah, never played craps, so it's like a roulette, dude. Somehow talking about Vegas again on the podcast. Yeah, so we're like, yeah, I got $100, I'm gonna like learn how to play craps and lose $100 to learn how.
Yeah.
It's this crash course. We sit down, we end up playing on a Monday night, end up playing till 5 a.m. and our table's
throwing
just
fucking heaters.
Our table's just lit. Yeah. Our table's just 4 a.m. on a Monday.
Talking shit to all of them. We're all just like fucking around with each other. Like,
everybody's winning. Everybody's rolling. Everybody's coming up. The fucking pit boss lady is like creating the hype for our table.
Yeah.
So there's like this 25-year-old dude on the other side. Aaron's just winning him mad money. He's rolling. There's this Eastern European chick next to me. She throws down like $100. She has all this crazy shit. She had like all these like 151-1 odds bets out there, and the pit boss is like, lady is like yelling at the younger kid, like, you need to roll a 4, you need to roll a yo, you need to roll a 8, and this kid hits all 3 of those fucking rolls in 5 tries, and this chick next to me wins like $3,000.
It's like 15 minutes.
Literally, it was insane. She had like this many $25 chips.
Yeah.
It was fucking nuts. Everybody's winning money. Aaron's fucking just like give me the dice. This fool is just literally, he's just taking his chips and he's just like, let me get 8 the hard way, 12 the hard way, 6 the hard way.
Like,
and he's
throwing just chips throwing on the table. Chips and just give me my fucking dice.
It was epic. He's like, give me the dice. And dude, he takes the stick and he slides the 5 dice over to Aaron. And if you guys have ever played craps, he slides the 5 dice over and you get to pick your 2 that you're feeling lucky with. And then you throw those. Aaron just takes all 5 dice and just chucks them down the other side of the table. Chips go flying everywhere. Our fucking dealers are just cracking up.
Like, everybody's what are just you making doing, jokes. Like, I'm fucking... I'm trying to roll some dice.
It's 72 the hard way.
I was just at Elvis's house. I'm a little fired up right
but
now.
But has Elvis ever thrown 5 dice at the craps table?
Oh my god. So yeah, that was the end of our Vegas extravaganza.
And then we woke up the next morning.
Won a bunch of money and woke up and right back on the road. So then what? We get back. Then we're like, let's go to even more events.
So Jay... So
we haven't done enough events.
Chef Jay.
Yeah, I forgot it. Yeah.
Hits us up to come to his private kitchen, and he's just got into in it's in like South Central kind of area. It's like right on the other side of the 10 freeway from the Fashion District, just south of downtown. And he's like, come through. So
like, we let's did go just see, that. Let's go see what's going on at Chef J.
You're it's always going to be a nice surprise with Chef J. You don't know what the fuck you're getting into. So you meet up in this little kitchen. He dabs us out, and then he makes us double cheeseburgers.
Fully custom, yeah.
Full custom double cheese barbecue burgers. He made us some fucking chocolate caramel brownie salted shakes or whatever. That was nice.
So yeah, so we get there and take that dab, and that dab is what has had me fucked up. But that's like what set it off.
Yeah.
For like the last 2 weeks. So like... 10 minutes after that dab, I just started fucking feeling like shit. And so he's just like whipping up all this crazy stuff, but I couldn't even fully enjoy it because I was just like, oh, I'm getting fucking sick. Yeah. Like, but yeah, that was pretty epic. We got like the full on, like, literally it was just me and you, and he just cooked all this shit for us. Like, fucking gave us the backstory and the ingredients.
Like, this hamburger patty, it's super thin. If you go to East LA, there's this old dude who's 80 years old who's been in the same spot for 40 years. This is the same place that he gets his meat at. And he's just like, oh, and the fajitas and this and that. And he's like, might get to open a bunch of restaurants and a bunch of casinos in Vegas. So he was telling us about all that. He used to have a restaurant with Pamela Anderson back in the day for like 4 years. He's showing us all those photos, just really putting us on a game. So
yeah, so that was cool. And now we got our own kitchen to go do shit at whenever. So you'll be seeing some. We're slowly, very, very slowly dipping our feet into the food game.
Yeah,
very,
right.
Very slowly. Slowly but surely. We're getting our toes wet. But yeah, so.
So don't be surprised if you see us having a traveling food show on CNN next year.
We're going to Costa Rica next month. But yeah, that was cool. And then. So we're out in LA, we're like, cool, let's go check out the Glass District. For you guys that don't know what that is, it's like pretty much a couple blocks in LA with just fucking everything weed smoking related. You need bongs, you need grinders, you need papers,
torches,
you need torches, like bowl pieces.
Wholesale everything.
Whatever, crazy wholesale. So we went to check that out because we're going to be launching our online smoke shop here sooner than later. So getting some reconnaissance. On
so
the old,
make
Glass
sure
District.
Use discount code DubbyTalk to save yourself 30% on all smoke shop.
On all the smoke shop product coming soon. Check it out. Thank you. Yeah. Must be a team ever thinking about it. And then, so we went and scoped out a bunch of that shit. Then from there, we went and met up with Zeki Farms, our good homies over at Zeki, and went by their office and got some crazy new flavors.
Yeah, if you guys are like following us on IG, you guys have seen like all these weird crosses, like Cactus Jack crossed with bubblegum cookies or crossed with Oreo cookies, and the structure on these things and the trichomes and all this shit. It
the
just
terpenes
looks,
and the cannab just throwing out words.
Cannabinoids and anthocyanins. It just the shit is beautiful.
It's ridiculous.
So we're also gonna be having some. We'll talk about that later. Bring back High as Fuck, and we'll be having more shit on YouTube, but. So yeah, we got to meet up with Zeki, and we got to meet the owner. We got to check out some beautiful flower, and then from there we head over to Koreatown to go to Green Street for another Magic Hour event.
Yeah, that was cool. So went over to Green Street to chop it up. They kind of gave us the behind the scenes showing of what they're working on, which was pretty crazy. So they're gonna have like this crazy building opening up in a few months. Like, what is it? It's like a social lounge. So basically you can like pay a membership to go to this like crazy fucking lounge. Yeah. They have like bars and meeting rooms.
It's like a 7-story building
and whatever. That's just one floor of the building.
One's gonna be like a WeWork, which has like all the workspaces if you want to like pay membership, and you can, you know, like get free, if you're like a freelance artist, there's places like this like all over the world.
It's but perfect for like networking.
Yeah, it's cool. If you guys are like, do graphic design, or you're fucking photographer, or whatever you do that you're just freelance accountant, like I go see my accountant at these things. There's one downtown Long Beach. Like, you go to this place, there's a giant floor. It's got like a sick ass fucking kitchen with beer on draft, coffee, fucking espresso machine, cold brew, kombucha, refrigerators, kitchens, and then it has like all these cool workspaces. Like, imagine people going to work at like a Starbucks, but like on fucking steroids.
Yeah.
And then it has like little private rooms that you could go into that has like plugins for projectors and has giant whiteboards, so you could just like take a client in there.
It's just
and
like the ultimate like brainstorming and networking.
And you could pay like $200-$300 a month whatever. To have access to all these places. So one of the floors at that Green Street building is going to be that. Another one, it's going to be called Mota, and that's going to be like the social club. It's like similar to like the Soho House or something like that, where you pay a membership,
just cannabis
you have access,
related, yeah.
Just like networking, fucking insane place to go kick it at
and yeah,
chop it up and whatever. So that's two of the 7 floors. There's going to be an Italian restaurant on the bottom. They're going to have fucking so like 7,500 square foot roof. There's going to be like the law firm, like all this shit. So
just a law firm, just everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was pretty crazy. And then shit, by the time we were done with that, I was like pretty much sick by that point. And then shit, the day after that I fucking was out of commission for 7 days pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, still getting over it, but yeah, that was like the last fucking 2 weeks I was just on the mission.
Yeah, it was like moving in, and then once you got, we got moved in, still like you went straight to, we did all that crazy shit for a week or two, and then you got sick for like a week. And now we're just getting the ball rolling with, like, gonna bring back, if you guys have been, like, following the channel for a while, we had a show called High AF With, where we'd roll up some crazy shit, and then we would get an influencer, surprise them with that roll-up, and then basically interview them as they got high as fuck. So we're bringing that shit back. We did 2 roll-ups today of some weird shit. So we're gonna be getting the steam back in the channel. We got all of our fucking strikes appealed, so hopefully we can continue doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We got like some partnerships coming up in the next couple of months, so we're gonna be featuring a lot of products in the content we shoot. So we're gonna be doing a lot of YouTube uploads, so it's not just gonna be like our fucking faces.
That'll be on the other channel.
Yeah,
IRS TV.
So you guys have a lot to look forward to. Yeah, we're getting back in the swing of things.
The fucking horse. So yeah, things are finally rolling again. I feel like it's finally like, all right, no vacations. I'm not sick. Like, we're not bouncing to 400 events. Like, all right, back to the content.
A lot of phone calls.
Yeah, we've been having a lot of meetings and phone calls and getting a lot of new clients. So that's something that we finally launched last month, was the kind of media branch of High Rise. So with that, we're really just helping other companies with their social media content creation and helping them curate dope content, because 99% of these companies are fucking clueless.
They're either clueless or they're getting hustled.
Yeah.
Or they're paying somebody like fucking 5 or 10 racks a month, and then that agency is just like... It's fucking smart. Like, yeah, we should be doing this, but we actually enjoy creating shit.
Yeah.
But, like, cool, a lot of these companies are just paying these agencies
So this is just a tip. If you guys want to do this shit, do this shit. Fucking companies create these agencies. They're like, yeah, we'll fucking run campaigns and we'll run your social media and we'll post for you. They just get access to these fucking people's accounts. If you have a company that's already kind of killing it and has people using your product a lot.
So basically all the company's doing is scraping all the user-generated content exactly. and reposting it.
Every day people are tagging that company. So they're like, that agency is like, sick. We're just reposting these people's shit.
So then, they get 10 grand a month and their cost is zero.
Yeah.
Because they're just reposting. So it's like, it's pretty perfect. You know what I mean? It's like pretty... If you can get it to that point, like, you're stoked.
Yeah.
Because then you're literally just, you're just raking in the fucking shit mm-hmm. and reposting it. You're not out like, oh, I got to shoot 30 photos and 4 videos and mm-hmm. 2 commercials and 7 whatever. You know what I mean? It's just like, boom, 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 boom.
It's just, yeah. It's like what we always say in this. And since you haven't heard me say this shit in a couple months, it's like, where's your value? What is your value? What do you know that other people don't? And it's so hard to find that because, like, you don't fucking know that it's easy for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, your strength a lot of the times you don't know is your strength because it's just, like, your gift and it's natural.
It's like second
and you're
nature,
like,
yeah.
Exactly. So you're like, it's just easy. It doesn't, I don't fucking know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you got, it. Sometimes it's like having your friends tell you, like, no, this is your strength.
Yeah.
Like, you should go with that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, that's what you're naturally good at or whatever. But we look at things so different than these older generations that have money that are, you know, like, mm-hmm. we're experiencing this right now.
It's just a whole new world.
Yeah. So we meet a lot of people and we meet a lot of brands that, like we said, they're getting hustled. They're, like, paying these fucking agencies. And these agencies are hitting us up, like, knowing that we've worked with the brand before. Like, hey, you have any photos you can send to us? And we're like, why? So you could just use our fucking content yeah. and, like, look good to the fucking company and not give us credit for it?
Yeah.
And, like, you're getting 10 racks a month, you know? Like, yeah, you're going to get it with a watermark.
Yep.
But then there's other people that just have no fucking idea at all. And they're like, and that's cool. That's what we met a lot of these people at Champs, you know, like we meet these people that are like, oh, you guys do social. Because to us, it's like everybody our age, you're fucking listening to this. Like, you know, social media, mm-hmm. you grew up with social media, but like, it's not natural to a lot of people, you know, like people who are glass blowers or people who fucking own businesses, you know, like mm-hmm. they're good at e-commerce or they're good at,
especially if they're like over 40, you know what
yeah.
I mean, like,
and like meeting people who are like like real with themselves and they're like, you guys do social media, I need help with my social media, because a lot mm-hmm. of people are just like, oh, I've got this or that, or my dude's a beast, and you go look at their shit and you're like, your dude is fucking
not a beast
at all. Like, your dude needs to first just get the photo and focus.
Yeah.
But
oh my God, yeah.
So yeah, we met some people at Champs that were like, for just straight up like,
there's like, I don't know how to fucking do this shit.
Yeah,
I need someone like you guys.
Exactly.
And it's like, that's the type of people, like, we know our value. Let
mm-hmm.
us fucking plug that in while you work on your value.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you fucking, you go build the business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
like if, like, you guys listening to this out there, like, you guys are probably fucking millennials. You're probably like our age, but you're like the millennials that are trying to fucking do some shit, or at least like in the future you want to do some shit. Or if you're listening to this, chances are like you're interested in fucking doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, maybe you're not a fucking photographer, maybe you're not, you can't edit video or whatever, but you understand how Instagram works. Like
mm-hmm.
you could hit up the fucking taco spot by on the corner that you always go to and be like, yo, Maria, give me $250 credit a month and I'll fucking run your guys' Instagram.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then boom, you fucking run
boom,
Maria's Instagram.
65 tacos a month.
And then next thing you know, like, boom, you pick up like 2-3 clients.
Mm-hmm. Or boom, Maria has 14 franchises and you want to run all of them. Dude, I was watching some shit. I don't know what the fuck I was watching, but it was just about this dude that owned a social media agency and whatever. He was just like hitting up companies trying to get him like, hey, let me run your social media, whatever, whatever. And he got a fucking Long John Silver, and fucking he got it at like a G to two G's or whatever to run their shit. But they're like, we have 14 locations. So literally this dude just hit the jackpot and he got all 14, whatever. I think it was Long John Silvers. Maybe it was, I'm pretty sure it's Long John Silvers. I remember Long John Silver's.
So
like,
my ninja's making like 20
like
fucking
went eight. From making nothing to now he's doing 30 racks a month off one client. And that's what they're saying. Like, look for the clients that have like franchises or like multiple locations or like whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. And with restaurants, how many fucking restaurants is there that have franchises? Mm-hmm. Like, so many, you know what I mean? So it's just, I thought that was fucking insane. Just like, boop.
That's it. It's, and it's all just that one moment of mm-hmm. closing that one deal.
Yeah.
That can change everything.
Literally. One deal away from changing. That dude just changed his whole life.
That's it, right? Because you never know. That's why it's like you can't stop. It's like gambling. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you're gambling and you're like, fuck, like I'm bet. Like, I feel it. I haven't hit something in a while, but I want to stop. But I haven't hit something in a while, but I get. It's like the same thing with like work ethic or like working. Like,
yeah.
You never know. That shit could be tomorrow morning.
Yeah, literally.
You
know?
Like, you feel like.
It's always the most random shit. Like, the biggest shit that I've gotten, like, when I've gotten like some big ass orders and shit, is always just like so random, you know what I mean?
When you're like on the brink of like fuck this,
and you're like fuck, the last 2 months were slow, and then you're like boom, 100 grand or 50 grand or whatever, it's like holy shit. Like, but yeah, that's whatever that saying, that meme is where the dude's like mining for the diamond
and it's like,
and it's like this close, and he's like turning around.
Yep.
It's like so crazy.
That's it.
But dude, yeah, I've been watching, I always watch podcasts and whatever, YouTube, fucking business, marketing people, whatever, and I've just seen so many people lately that have all said the same thing. They're like, it took me fucking 10 years, it took me 13 years, like, literally, like, people think you just start a business and you're rich, or you start a business and you get rich, and it's like, no, most of these dudes, like, built a business for a few years and failed at it. And then fucking started another one, and then in 4 years, you know what I mean? Like,
well, the fucking story right now.
Or they just stuck to one thing for that long, and then they just kept failing, and they just kept learning, and then now they're making $100 million a month because they fucking failed 400 times
and it's in the last 10 years. One, and you never.
But
know.
It's like, I literally saw like 4 in 1 week, and they all said the same exact thing, and it was like just crazy. Like, it was like, this dude's like, I've been fucking doing this for 13 years. Like, I've been doing this for 12 years. Like. 10
you're not
years,
gonna get
you know?
It.
Like, people think it's like just
like
think even Amazon didn't make money if like they're not profitable for so fucking long. It's like you can make all the money in the world, but if you're not making a profit, who gives a fuck? Like,
unless you're putting it back into it for the, like the,
unless you're reinvesting, right?
For but that like end game goal, not
like, I was watching The Profit and they're doing Farrell's Ice Cream, and they're making like, they had 3 restaurants and they're each doing like 3 or 4 million, and like literally they're just breaking even or losing money every single month, but they're doing like 10 million a month in sales. But it's like, what's the point? You're losing money every single month. Or you, it's like you could just have a business that does 100 grand a year and make 30 grand a month. That's a better business, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, that was kind of like the point of like what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Of just like moving into this crib and having less overhead and having less,
right,
just, and just doing what we want to do. Like,
yeah, just
like fuck. Like, I literally could just fucking shoot roll up videos and shoot photos of fire ass nugs all day and edit them and just be like, damn, look how fire this nug is.
Like,
I'm
like
not
today.
Even bummed on it. Like, today, it gets frustrating when you're trying to roll some like crazy shit, like a cross joint with $200 bill papers. But when you're just rolling like a regular joint for IG, like that,
so,
and like nug photos, like.
Mm-hmm. It's the formula right there, ladies and gentlemen.
That's it. You just figured it out.
You could literally, yeah. Could literally fucking monetize anything you want. Like, for us, weed. That's how we're fucking making our living, is doing weed content.
Well, now more than ever, because of social media. Before, like, you couldn't do it with whatever you want because there wasn't as many industries.
Right. Well, now it's the e-commerce and, yeah, the internet.
And exposure to all these fucking activities that people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jen's into the fucking pen, what's it called? Like, analog culture or whatever the fuck, where it's like people write with fountain pens and literally like $150 fountain pens and crazy inks. And like, this pen is
like
crazy.
Like a feather and they dip it in the ink.
Yeah, exactly. Right, they dip it in blood and shit. Like, this is like a 0.5, like it's a super thin pen. Like, it's all this crazy shit. But she follows people on Patreon and like,
mm-hmm.
person gets on there with like 500 people and fucking get 500 people to pay $10 a month. And She just does the same as my joint videos where I point it straight down or whatever. She's just like doing journaling shit where she's like doing watercolor and fucking cutting out shit, making like scrapbook journal shit. Mm-hmm. She's like 500 people paying. She's making like $5,000 a month just on Patreon, just exactly doing this shit twice a week.
Yeah,
you know, but it's crazy, and that's like a super small niche. Mm-hmm. You know, where there's like all these things out there you could fucking
literally anything.
Like, what do you want to... Like, literally, like people...
whatever you want to do.
If you're...
Try it.
If you're a fucking chick, like, you could sell your hair for $100. Like, dudes are buying fucking hair out of people's hairbrushes. Chicks' yeah. hairbrushes. Didn't somebody offer Mackenzie to, like, buy her shit or something like that? Yeah. For, like, $300?
Yeah.
I'd be like, for sure, do it until your DNA evidence, like, shows up all over it something.
Some shit. Frame some shit.
But, dude.
Fucking crazy shit.
Yeah,
what else is going on? We got a lot of content coming out.
Yeah, we're trying to shoot a lot of video shit. We have got some cool stuff. We got like these Stone Road pre-rolled joints. It's like this company out of Humboldt.
Mm-hmm.
And they also do some like super fire outdoor shit, and they have really good packaging. So does this Humboldt Legends.
Got Humboldt very Legends similar here, but yeah. like
different, like same area, whatever, same outdoor, organic, mm-hmm. but different packaging and different branding. So we're going to be doing some shit for Stone Road the next couple weeks. Mm-hmm. Photo, video content, take the drone out.
Yeah, we got the drone in action now. We've been cool fucking around with that. Fucking, you've only put it out a few times, but everything looks like insane so mm-hmm. far that you've shot. So like, I can only imagine once we get it out a few more times, like a
couple more times.
Oh, we got a skit we're going to do with the drone.
Oh yeah, we got a cool one.
That'll be funny.
That'll be easy.
That should be pretty good.
I got a new whip.
Yeah, you got a new car in the mix.
The Prius battery was dying, and that shit cost $4,500 for installation and the part. And then my car had like almost 200,000 miles, so I was like, I gotta ditch this thing.
Yeah, I think it's time for a new.
So, got in that 2018 Subaru Impreza hatchback.
Skirt.
Whipping around those mountains.
Whipping around those Hollywood hills.
Fun, dude.
Food parties.
Whipping around these edible parties. My God, dude. Just those like couple days just being like so high for like all, like waking up high, just getting
after eating that dinner, I was high for like 2 days. Like the whole next day, pretty much.
I was like, because we were all the way in Beverly Hills, we had to drive all the way back to Long Beach, and I stopped and got in and out on the way home, and then I got home and I was eating and I was talking to Jen. And I was like still getting higher. And we had left like 2 hours before that.
Yeah.
Wake up high.
That's no joke.
Thank God for coffee.
I know. Got my cold brew. My Kingston cold brew.
Shout out Kingston Coffee, Downey, California.
Dude, so good.
Put Aaron on.
Yeah, I don't even really fuck with coffee that much, but this cold brew tastes like churros. Check that out. What is it? Kingston Coffee on Instagram or something like yeah. that. They've been sending us these bags and they're like fucking jet fuel. Legit. It's like one cup, like 9 Red Bulls, but it's like a tenth of the sugar or something crazy.
Yeah.
So buckle up.
Buckle up, bitches. Get your Kingston.
Okay, let's try that
fucking
on
going on in the world.
I know I've watched some shit for sure.
I'm still reading that YouTube book. Oh,
I read the new. We could talk about the new Gary Vee book.
The Gary Vee book.
Fucking bastard, Gary Vee. The whole book is just like him compiling people's fucking success stories, and then he just adds like 12 pages of his fucking usual Gary Vee shit, and then just wraps it in a book and probably sold like 14 billion copies. So like it was cool.
Like,
bad, but it was just like it's good. It was just funny because I just know that fool. It's just like
it's like the Tim Ferriss thing.
It's just hustler, dude.
It's like the tribe of mentors where this dude is just like
they got the formula, like just like we were talking about earlier, like just like everything.
It's like printing fucking money, dude.
Just connecting dots. That's like, all it is. It's just like Uber. Like you're just connecting dots.
It's like printing money. This motherfucker with tribe of mentors. He's like, I'm going to send out a fucking 500 emails to all these influential people that I know, from fucking Jamie Foxx to Brian Callen to Joe Rogan to Peter Thiel. I'm going to get them 11 questions and tell them to answer 2 to 5 or 11 if the spirit is feeling them. And
send it out, get 100 of them back, 100 mm-hmm. emails cut that down back. To 30. And then just put all that shit into a fucking book. And now you have a 600 fucking page book that everybody's going to buy. Oh, now you want to turn it into a podcast. Actually, let me have Jocko Willink read his shit verbatim, like he's reading out of an audiobook. And then Tim Ferriss fake asks the question, and then Jocko Willink reads what he wrote from the book. Mm-hmm. And that's a podcast.
Yeah.
It's like, it's like he's like printing money. That's also
the
money.
Same dude that made the 4-hour work week.
Yeah, so it's exactly.
Like, he's got all this, he's got it all figured out.
It's hack after hack. Yeah, it's like, it's you fucker.
Working smart. It's crazy.
Like, I want to do that for skating. I want to do a little, like, tribe of mentors for skating where I fucking email, like, everybody from Jeff Rowley to Ed Templeton to Don Brown at Soltech to Mickey Reyes and Jim Thiebaud.
Yeah, just email literally 500 people. To Andrew Cannon, to Mike Franklin. 100 replies, 50 replies.
Yeah, and then just turn it. But it would, like, have to be, like, a blog. Like, I couldn't just be, like, hey,
it'd just be, like, a lot of organization.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, you have to get all the info back.
You just get a virtual assistant to do it, too, because that's what I was going to say about Gary Vee. Like, how much of that book did Gary Vee even write?
That's what I'm... Probably zero. He didn't, because he even admits it. He's, like, I just... Like, that's half the shit is he just talks.
Okay, how many meetings? And people just record his shit
and then write it for him.
How many meetings did he have for that book?
Like, his process, he's explaining it, like, so, like, on a vlog or whatever, he'll, like, do some rant, and then he tells his people, like, all right, pull out 5 things I said from that. From those 5 things, they make 5 memes. They text him the memes. He picks 3, and then they upload them. So, like, they literally just do everything. He just approves it. How crazy is that? Like, it's so smart, you know what I mean? He's like, everything I say, make memes out of it. Everything I say, make commercials, make swipe ups, make Snapchats, make fucking email blasts, make this, make that. Like, and then he just has everything, and it's all just working together in one crazy fucking wheel. Like,
just nonstop.
Yeah. Like, with he has 18 people on just his one, just on his own brand, his just on himself, on his vlogs and shit like that. It's like pretty crazy. It's like a whole army of content creators just for one dude.
Well, he has that much
energy. But he's got it figured out so crazy to a T that it just makes sense.
I mean, that dude has energy, enough energy for 18 people for sure.
Right.
It's impressive.
I don't know how he does it. It's insane.
I need to, like, sit back
and... It's sick. I was watching some P. Diddy shit, and P. Diddy has all the dope, like, motivational shit, but it's, like, not even him trying to be motivational. It's just him getting fired up. And, like, this one I was watching, he's just like, what did he say? He's just like, 8 to 4. He's like, every fucking day. He's like, I'm up at 8 in the morning. I go to bed at 4 a.m. He's like, that's how it has to be. He's like, if you're trying to get to where I'm at, that's how it has to be. If you're trying to be the best, like, that's how it has to be. Like, I'm fucking tired of these people. And he just, like, goes in, and it's just, like, so fucking, he just gets all fucking juiced up.
Dude, that's gets so all sick.
Fired up. But it's like, yeah, because, like, you're trying to be the 0.00001%.
So you have to work as hard.
You have to put in the... You have to work harder than 99.999999.
Yeah, if that's what they
say. To get the result. It's the same thing as Gary Vee. Like, he's like, I don't have to work this much, but, like, what I'm trying to achieve, I need to, or else I'm not going to achieve that. Like, it's just... basic math, you know. It's like, you work 40 hours a week, or you work 80, or you work 100, or whatever it is.
And it's cool to work 40. It's like whatever you want, you know.
Right.
But if you want that fucking...
But if you're trying to be the 0.001% and you're not doing that, and then it's just like...
If you want the top off, like DJ Khaled,
yeah,
you know, you need to be fucking in the studio all day, all night. Like, I like our boy D-Dot Williams. That fool's like... stays in the studio, and he posted his, like, credits today, and it's like Lex Luger, 808 Mafia,
sick,
fucking Rick Ross, Rich the Kid, Future, like, he's been on, like
all these everything, fucking cracking people. Yeah, that's sick.
So, but what do you see him do anything? Dre's just fucking,
because he's just on the grind
for the last 10 years. He's like, skateboarding got him to that, and then it was just beats for the last 10 years.
See where he's at in 5 years.
But you're only gonna do that, like, spending Saturday, Sunday nights, like, every single fucking day, every single night in the studio.
Yeah.
But
grinding.
That's it. Can't take naps at 3 p.m. or I can get jobs.
Maybe you will.
Maybe you will. Maybe you'll get lucky in the first job application.
Yeah, first try. Knock it out of the park.
I'm beat. It's been a long one. It's been such a long day. It's like 9:30. I played basketball at 7:45 this morning.
Damn, balling up early.
Let's see. Give some shout outs. Shout outs to all the homies. Shout outs to Rob. Shout outs to Alex Lee Dom checking in on us. Shout out to Violet and her dad, Mac. What's your dad's name? From the champs.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Shout you guys out. Thanks for coming and saying what's up to us at champs. Where are you going to be?
December 13th, I'll be in Portland, Oregon. January 19th, I'll be in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Laugh Factory.
March 3rd, which was last week, I'll be in.
Oh, you guys missed it.
Ontario, Canada.
Let's talk about the house. So you fucking, you live in a house and you've got a backyard, you've got an office, and you could just wake up and walk into your office.
Yeah, like I don't even drive my car anymore. Should probably get rid of it.
It's funny, Jenna's like, it's funny how Aaron gets dressed to go to work and he's not even going to leave that. I'm like, I mean, he probably slept in it that night before. And she's like, well, he had shoes and a beanie on. Like, where's he going?
Who's like, gonna see him? That's just like a mental thing, because it's like,
it's like you're getting dressed to go to work.
Because even now, like, because before I would drive to the office or whatever, and like that drive there was like, you're like, all right, getting ready, you know. And now it's like you're just walking into the fire. You're just walking in, and you're just all right, I'm at work now. So it's like, if you don't, like, if I just were to just wake up in my pajamas and like walk into the fucking office, I would like not be in the right like frame of mind or whatever. But like, I wake up, take a shower, get dressed, and then it feels like I'm like getting ready and going. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
I don't know. It's like a mental thing. No. And I could get caught, take a shower, then I'd pour my coffee, a few sips of that, and then it's just like nonstop all day. Like, just fucking, I'm good, you know?
Yeah. You're like, what
just
else?
Just have a little caffeine or something in me, and I'm just like,
that's all right, it. Once you start it. That coffee life, it's game over.
Yeah, especially this shit.
Straight to cold brew is crazy. Because I don't even really drink cold brew.
Yeah, I just fuck with the Kingston shit. It's so good.
Kingston or death.
Or death, baby. But yeah, no, house is fucking sick. I'm super stoked. I always just like wake up and I'm like, not bad. I'm just like, all right, I'm fucking chilling in this big ass house.
Good house.
Like, it's not bad, so definitely can't complain. And it's just cool. Like, we have fucking so many more areas to film in and create and just fucking do whatever we want. It's just our own little fucking headquarters now, so
yeah,
fucking stoked. And you guys are gonna be seeing a ton of shit, so
yeah, we want to get a bunch of homies over here and have barbecues and little kickbacks and sessions and stuff like that,
some ragers.
So we'll probably upload a bunch of like random vlogs like that, just having people over and barbecuing and like
just like behind the scenes shit,
a lot of
like
iPhone shit, a lot of just like hanging out,
just more raw real shit.
Yeah.
No. That's kind of what this channel will be, just a lot of vlogs and behind the scenes and
skating
weekly podcasts. We're gonna slowly get into some skating shit too. We have some really cool ideas. We might try to do this fucking contest idea that we have sometime this year. I'll be stoked if we fucking pull that off somehow, because we got a really sick fucking idea, so we'll see if that comes to fruition.
We also need to give away, I still have a board I'm trying to give away, so we should incorporate that on the new channel. So
maybe we'll do a giveaway on the new channel.
Yeah, we're gonna be doing giveaways with like
give away some hats and
hats
shit.
Pretty much like every week we're gonna start giving away. So maybe starting the next episode, the first episode on our new channel, we'll do a hat giveaway and we'll do a board giveaway in the next couple weeks. But it'll, you gotta fucking subscribe.
You're gonna have to do some shit for that board.
Yeah, you're gonna have to subscribe to that.
Ain't nothing
channel.
Free.
And then
maybe
if you have a pixelated picture of my face on a skateboard.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
For you to throw
darts at. Get yourself a new deck.
Get almost, a deck, fool.
I'm like 80% to my deck. I almost got a new deck.
So you almost got a new deck, fool. What size is your deck? Is it an 8, fool?
I got 8.5. I don't even know. I think it's an 8 or 8.25.
You got everything but hardware.
I know. So I think Nelson said he was going to bring some for me, or if he doesn't, just go get some. But
yeah,
I'm trying to like skate like once a month or something. Like,
dude, I drove
like, past. Let's just go to these ledges for fucking an hour one day or something.
That's what I'm saying. In the middle of the day, slow like down. Fucking three, just yeah, like get
back in shape. I'm so out of shape.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to like,
can't do
even
shit.
Just like keep shit here. Like yeah. I'm trying to like keep close. I mean, we got like six empty closets.
Yeah,
I'm trying to like keep a like a bag and like a towel and like change of shit. So if I just want to come over here and like fucking do some workout, because you have like the little ab thing in the back and the pull up bar and stuff.
Full gym here.
Yeah, you know, I'll just hit the elliptical. Yeah.
20 I built a rows. Goddamn picnic table with my bare hands from scratch. Just
sore for like 4 days.
2x4s and all. Fucking getting it in. It's so funny. I just like, I'm the, that's my, like one of my biggest weaknesses is like tools, building, putting things together, like hands-on, like handyman, like all that shit. I just, I'm not good at any of it. And I'm like trying to build this fucking table, and I like literally don't even know how to use a drill, and I just like can't even drill this shit in right. And then I'm like fucking trying to do the table saw and shit. And then like by the end of the day, I was like getting it, and I'm damn. Like, I'm learning.
We got so some posters. Just
like getting all frustrated.
We got the got some cool decorations. Posters. Yeah,
we
got a lot of shit.
We got that vintage Muhammad Ali poster right there, autographed 1965.
Mo. Our boy Mo,
I think that's a one of three. We got the Basquiat over here. You can't see it.
Jackson Pollock is on the ceiling. That one's
over there, I think.
Oh, yeah. We're going to put that one in the in the office to keep all the inspiration. Yeah. Little Van Gogh in the kitchen.
Little Rembrandt in the corner.
You know, we like art, can I say.
It's art collectors now. Yeah.
It's kind of our thing for 2018.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be collecting.
We're going full things. Art. Going full art on them, but yeah, house is sick. Fucking excited to get it cracking, baby. And I'm fucking pretty stoned.
Yeah, so if you guys follow us on Instagram, you see me posting donuts all the time. It's because my chick's just pissing out like 800 donuts a day by herself, plus running this fucking business with like 40 shops that she has to supply to, plus getting all the fucking supplies and doing all the books and everything herself. So I've been helping her a couple days a week grind and sprinkle. I fucking frosted like 500 donuts the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure to follow The Caffeinated Kitchen on Instagram if you're in LA, Orange County, or Long Beach.
That custom ordering,
get yourself some sugar. It's vegan, it's faux healthy.
Get the churro
or the churro chocolate. Is like
I might have to order some actually. Chocolate sea salt.
That's what we need to do when we have people over.
Ooh, hit them with the donuts. Catered. Can you do? I mean, obviously we could do this, right? She what? Could do fucking paint on them. Not like paint on them, but we could like be like, "Yo, Jen, let me get that frosting real quick," and then oh, you just like put like shit. Or like something.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then like
or some shit.
We have people over. We just have like custom donuts or like oh some. You know what God. I mean? Like that'd be so sick.
Yeah.
Or just like in Jen's kitchen, just like putting like gingerbread people, just like stupid
oh,
little
so,
trinkets and shit on the donuts.
I don't want to give our winner secrets.
It's so funny. So her recipe is
I have a hero content idea that like I don't want to drop on here because fucking Herb or somebody will just go put $20,000 into it. Steal our shit for $20,000 into it.
Dude, Herb is the worst. I don't even care. If you guys see Herb on whatever Instagram or
we
Facebook.
We could talk about how they just like
God, their shit is
steal
so bad.
Everybody's shit.
They just steal everyone's
shit. They stole
shit.
Like both of our back roll videos and put it into one video with a text that says the proper way to roll a joint.
Yeah.
And it just gets like 80,000 views in like 1 hour, and then Mackenzie unleashes the fucking Mac Dizzle army on on Herb, and then there's literally like 450 comments out of 600 are like talking shit.
And they just are oblivious, like they just deal with everyone's content. They just steal
oh,
everyone's shit.
Oh, I'm supposed to tag people?
And yeah. So don't follow the Herb.
Don't do that.
Shit is the worst ever. They have 40 people working for them and they can't even make their own shit. And then the own shit that they do make is just all the worst shit I've ever seen. Getting like 100 views on YouTube with like fully scripted teleprompters and actors, and it's like the worst. It's so bad. step your game up or call us.
Step it up. We'll hit us you. Up. You guys want some consulting? You already steal our shit. You know where to come. What else? Who's out? Who's tight? Who have you been like fucking with on Instagram? Who's killing it?
Will Smith.
Obviously. Will Smith is fucking shitting on the game. Yeah. How about everybody should just... I posted that the other day. I was like, daily reminder, be more like Will Smith.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just got it down. It's just... He just does all first-person vlog, iPhone-type content, and he just does funny shit, and he just tells stories. And then it's like, that's all it is.
And he's just so creative. He's just like...
Yeah, he's just... very talented, obviously. But yeah, he is, even just like the little things he does, like someone will like comment on his thing like, oh, I wish I could get 1 million views. So he made that, he just picked this random person out of 4,000 comments and was like, oh, I'm gonna make you your own video to post so you can get 1 million views. And he did like a custom song and sent it to the kid to post, you know what I mean?
Oh my,
like,
god,
just like next level. Like, it's very basic but so smart to think of like that. Like, just utilizes social media really well.
That fool is just...
Or like how he copied his kid's post. Or his kid made this like crazy music video.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
got like 100 million views. So he like made fun of him and recreated the same exact video. But like fucking around with him. It's like so good. Like, that's the type of shit I would do if I was fucking rich too. And if you're like 45 and you just have like $100 million in the bank and you're just like the coolest dude. You're just like, I'm just gonna fuck around and do whatever I want.
You like gotta imagine that he's
like still grinding though too. He's like still putting out movies every fucking month or every couple months or whatever.
But you gotta figure there's just days where he's just like, I mean, maybe he just has a lot on his schedule. I can imagine he's busy as fuck. But like, it seems like the videos, like when he was getting ready for the Super Bowl with the Eagles, and he made the little skit in his like hotel room.
Yeah.
It seems like he's in like hotel rooms a lot, so he's like doing videos because he's kind of like bored, like kind of like Brian Callen.
Yeah.
They're just like in their hotel room, just like feeling silly, but feeling creative, really. And then they just fucking bang some shit out real quick in like 20 minutes, but they're genius, so that's all it takes is their brain and a phone.
Yeah.
And then edit it on iMovie. It's so simple on your phone.
Yeah. So yeah, he's fucking went from like 0 to 12 million in like a month or something.
Dude, he's the
whatever
best.
It is, like just the craziest increase ever. But yeah, Instagram's been kind of like up and down. I don't understand why they don't put things in order.
Well, it's just because they're trying to fucking monetize it the same way they did with Facebook. They're just like, you're not allowed to see everything unless you pay us, or you don't get your shit seen unless you pay us.
Yeah, I wonder if eventually they are gonna charge. Like, imagine if Instagram just charged $1. Like 83% would pay the dollar, or like 76%, or so. You know what I mean? Like, whatever it is.
I mean,
it's like, I wonder, you know.
When's the Instagram
or
movie
it's
coming
just,
out?
Right. Because it's like
MySpace,
obviously they're like monetizing it with ads. You see more and more and more ads, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
From a year ago till now,
mm-hmm.
it's like crazy how many ads are on Instagram. So it's like, what's the next fucking? How else do you monetize other than fucking ads? Do you do a subscription or make people pay or upsell them on something, or like, what are they doing?
I
mean, you know what they're gonna do actually? They're about to fucking roll out Instagram phone and text. So now you can just call people through Instagram.
If you're on Wi-Fi.
Or text them through Instagram or whatever.
If you're like, but you gotta be on Wi-Fi.
It's like, it hasn't come out yet.
Is this some shit? Is this real shit?
This is like some shit that's gonna happen in the next like 6 months to a year. Like, pretty crazy.
And so it's gonna be like Skype, or
it's just that they're just gonna keep doing more and more until it's like, the, you know what I mean? This, how can we make it more social, more fucking,
just the whole goal is to keep people in their app as long as possible.
That too,
correct?
That
like,
too, yeah.
The number of users and then the amount of time there's got, I don't know what the name.
So even so, Facebook, they changed their algorithm like a month ago to make it more about your family and friends and less about companies and ads and products. And then they announced this week that they're fucking not going to do it because of how bad of a response they got.
And then they're like, say.
And actually encourage people to click more on like other shit. Or like all the fake news shit too. They're trying to like put that back in the like low in the algorithm or whatever. And like they're saying like that shit actually increased when they switched it or something. Like because it's like people really don't want to see their friends and family. They want to see fake news. Like, yeah. They want drama and reality and fucking gossip, you know? So
that shit always trips me out whenever, like,
it's just changing like every fucking week. It's insane.
Do you like watching drama movies and shows and shit, or are you just like, get away from me?
Unless it's like crime shit or drug shit.
Yeah,
I like fuck with it. But if it's like a love money, story,
yeah, or like money or like shit. Yeah, dude, just like recently I'm just like, I've never really cared, and they're like 4.5 seasons through Game of Thrones, and Jen and I are like, do we even like this?
Yeah.
Like, it's cool, but it's not like 4.5 seasons in, I'm not like, I gotta know what's gonna happen.
I like thrillers.
I'm like,
I like a good thriller.
I just catch myself just liking watching sports and documentaries.
All I watch is YouTube, really, and documentaries.
Sports, it's like I'm watching people like achieve some shit, or like watching people do greatness, or watching, you know, like the fights, or fucking whatever. I don't give a shit if, like, World Series chicks softball high school. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, a moment where somebody can just, like, work, you know, put so many years into something and, like, have it pay off in that moment is, like, what I... And then I'm, like, watching fucking some drama shit where I'm, like, there's enough drama in my life. Do I need...
Always something, yeah.
I'm, like, it's crazy. Like, sit in a cubicle for, like, fucking 9 hours a day and then go home and watch drama shit.
Well, because like those
sit in traffic,
just trying to get lost drama. In it. They're trying to like be part of it. Like, I had this crazy roommate that would play video games, and like that was like he'd get him for the storylines because he could like be a character. He's like part of the fucking thing, you know?
That's what Kevin's
like. Cool, my life fucking sucks. Like, I want to be a fucking dragon in fucking Game of Thrones or something.
Yeah,
I don't know what I'm talking about. Something like that, though.
Interesting. My Shane got this little fucking baby console that this dude made on... He bought it on, like, Craigslist. This dude 3D printed, like, a fucking Nintendo that's, like, this big. And it has 10,000 games in it. And it's just a USB thing.
Damn, that's crazy.
It's, like, every... It has all the arcade. Like, we played Metal Slug Arcade last night for, like, 20 minutes while we were transferring the footage. Like, he's got everything.
Have you seen the 3D printer that are printing houses now?
Houses?
In 24 hours. Okay, so they're not, like, full-on houses.
Bring that shit up.
Yeah. They're not full-on houses, but they're, like, office, like, back house.
Oh, okay.
Printer.
I see that. 3D printed backyard. Alright, we'll watch this and we'll fucking bring it home. This one right here. 3D printed house took 24 hours to build. 24 hours to build this back house.
They do, there's like a time lapse of it on this one thing I saw. I don't know if it's the same.
That thing? 2,600 square foot structure. 17 days. Can you guys see this? Kind of.
Okay, so this one's obviously bigger.
Dubai, the goal is to push the envelope on technical development.
So the one I saw was probably like a quarter of this. It was just like, boom. But then there's like glass windows and they make it into like an office.
Oh, so it's glass.
So it's like
windows.
A back office if you have a house. Like, you just build a fucking office or a back house or whatever. And they did it in 24 hours.
What in the... What is that thing? What is that, like... Okay, that's 3D printed material?
Yeah.
Project is Dubai long-term strategy. 25% of the city will be 3D printed by 2030. What?
Yeah, so imagine that. Like... I was fucking... What? I was watching some other shit. I can't really remember it correctly, but it's just something about how these 3D printers, they're, like, able to print houses now. So it's, like, cool. Eventually, they're going to be able to do skyscrapers, and then where does it stop? And then you just build fucking cities in 4 minutes because you have fucking 3D printed, and then you don't even need people to build it because you have... It's just, like, crazy rabbit hole, but...
Build that wall.
Shit's gonna get lit.
Around Louisiana.
I know. 3D printed
Tom
wall.
Tom Segura. Build the wall around Louisiana. If you guys haven't seen Tom Segura's Netflix special, this something.
What is it?
It's like this. I forgot what it's called. Tom Segura.
Yeah.
Netflix.
That shit's hilarious.
Good.
Yeah. Super funny.
But yeah.
Well, we did it. We're back. We made it through another episode.
We're rusty, guys.
I know. We're trying to get back in the swing of things here. But thanks for everyone that tuned in. Don't forget, this will be the last time that we're going to do it on this channel. So be sure to go over to our new channel and subscribe, like, comment, and do all that bullshit.
New channel is...
You'll be seeing all the uploads for Doobie Talk on there. Vlogs, behind the scenes, shit like that. And then on this channel, you'll continue to see all kinds of cool 420 videos, roll-ups, interviews, smoking, all kinds of shit. So it's been real. Go to thehighrisco.com. Use Doobie Talk. Get 30% off your whole fucking order. The entire thing.
30% off.
30%.
30. You heard
bang,
him right.
Bang. Go to All I Need Skate. Use the code word FOOKS and get 20% off. New boards are out. New graphics. Go check it out. And we'll be back next week on the new channel with a new podcast.
Same dudes.
Same new dudes. New channel. New house. New channel. Same podcast. It's been real. Later, guys.
Keep
next
pushing.
Time. Peace.
Keep rising. Goodbye.